Mets, and Nationals. Noah Syndergaard back on the mound after missing his last start with a biceps injury. We'll take it to the second inning as he faces Bryce Harper.
So 2-1. Now the pitch. On the inside corner, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now Rene Rivera wants to go out to the mound, and Noah's flexing his shoulder. Oh, boy. Well, you know, the scary thing is, this is what you lived in fear of with every pitch that he threw. And Terry Collins is going to have to go to the bullpen now. Noah's going to walk off the mound with Ray Ramirez, and Terry Collins must be seething, absolutely seething inside.
The 2-1. Hit high, hit well to left field by Rendon. All the way back, soaring to the back of the bleachers in left field, a home run. That's a 3 RBI game already for Rendon. We're in the third inning. Runners edging away from first and second. The 1-1 is powered in the air, deep left center field. Soaring drive to the track and beyond, gone. Home run, 3-run shot. A 6 RBI afternoon for Rendon. It's 10-5.
Salas from the stretch. Runners lead, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive, well hit, right center. It might go back as Lagares off the top of the fence in play. Turner's in, Harper's in, Murphy flying around third. He'll score standing without a throw. Standing at second with a double, Anthony Rendon. He has driven in 9 runs. A 3-run double. And it is 13-5 Nationals.
And Wieters has 2 homers, 4 RBI, and nobody cares.
2-2 to Rendon, hit in the air, deep to left, back is Conforto carrying, and gone! Anthony Rendon, his 3rd home run of the game. He is 6-for-6, he has driven in 10 runs, a game for the ages for Anthony Rendon. And one the Mets are gonna have to try to forget about, but it won't be easy. It is 23-5 Washington.
23-5 Nationals would be your final score. This was for sure Anthony Rendon's day, his final line outstanding. 6-for-6, 3 home runs, 5 runs, and 10 RBI. Mets lose Noah Syndergaard in the second inning after coming out of the game with a possible lat strain. Here's the Mets GM, Sandy Alderson.
We have an MRI scheduled for 7 o'clock in the morning. The preliminary diagnosis was a possible lat strain, which may or may not be related to his previous complaint, which was in the bicep. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens tomorrow. But that's the reason he's not here. He's on his way back to New York. That's pretty much it.
Have you talked to him yet?
Yeah, I talked to him after he came out. Yeah.
Was there any regret on his part that he didn't have the MRI, you think?
We didn't get into that. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was necessary at that particular time. So I think he understands that, you know, there's something going on now that he needs to have examined.
Sandy, I know you guys didn't do the MRI, but going up to it, I know you said a lot depends on the player himself. I mean, you guys asked him how he felt, obviously.
Well, we asked him how he felt, and he felt fine, said he could have pitched on turn last time out. And then he, you know, we took him at face value, but he also threw a pen and felt fine. So, you know, on the basis of that input, as well as his own comments, he was good to go.
But he did decline the MRI originally then. I just want to confirm that he did decline earlier in the week.
Yes, he did.
Not a good day for Terry Collins and the Mets as they lose 23-5 against the Nationals on Sunday. Here's the Mets skipper.
I think Sandy addressed that. I'm not going to address Noah's questions right now. It was something we didn't need to see.
Could you see anything from him in that first inning that was wrong with him physically? Or
threw 100. Yeah. He was throwing 100. I saw nothing wrong physically.
You seem pretty upset yourself, though, even in the dugout.
You think?
Afterwards. Yeah.
What do you think?
Monday, the Mets are in Atlanta for a series against the Braves.